welcome to a new podcast where we're breaking through and breaking it down with a new girl, your host, Dawn Piercy. Welcome to a new podcast. My name is Dawn Piercy. I am your host. Tonight, I am bringing you, now you go by Jorge or George?
My name is Jorge, but a lot of people call me George.
Okay.
Easier. I don't care. I don't mind.
Jorge Arceo or George Arceo. He is a principal dancer in the Tallahassee Ballet, and he has been in such performances such as The Nutcracker, An Evening of Music and Dance in 2014, 2015, and 2016. And he was born in Havana, Cuba, and he began dancing at the age of 9 at the Academy of Cuban dancer Narciso Medina, if I'm not mistaken. Welcome to a new podcast, Jorge, and thank you for being a new guest. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you completed your study at the Escuela Provincial de Ballet, which is the school of ballet. And can you tell us about that? How did you get started dancing at such a young age? Tell us about it.
Okay, so I never planned to be a dancer. You know, where I'm from the hood that I'm from in Cuba, dancers are seen like, you know, like weird guys, basically. Like, they say, like, dancers are homosexual, stuff like that. So that's what I had in my head. So I never planned to be a dancer, really. But it happened when I was in school, like, when I was around 8, 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I was at this party, right? And a lot of the girls, they were, like, dancing in this dance group, and their teacher was at that party. And she saw me dancing, and she approached me and asked me if I was interested in taking, like, dancing class, because she thought I had some talent. And I was like, no, I don't think so. But then she started pointing out on me all the girls that she was teaching, and they're happy girls that I liked. And I was like, okay, so it means, am I going to be the only guy there with all those girls? He was like, no, actually, I have this other guy who was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like two of you and these like 30, 40 girls. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I just wanted to be close to the girls, really. That's the only reason I started. And from then, I just loved it.
I love it. I love it. You're so honest. I tried ballet when I was probably about 6 or 7. I was really horrible. It was not my niche, but I did tap dance and jazz dance for about 7 or 8 years myself. But I have seen some of your jumps and just wow. Absolutely. Wow. Now, you've done the Nutcracker and you've been with the Tallahassee Ballet for about 3 years now as a principal dancer.
Yeah, with them, like, 3, 4, this is going to be my 4th year, yeah.
Okay, nice. And do you travel around the United States? Do you stay in one area?
Oh, right now, no, I'm not traveling right now. Okay. We just moving the area, basically, Florida, Georgia, so no more traveling.
Okay, no. Okay, and for anybody that wants to catch the ballets that you're in, where do they go? How do they find out when the next ones are coming up?
Well, the Tallahassee Ballet right now, like I told you, is more of a local company. Mm-hmm. So we just like put flyers around or through Facebook or on the website. You can
come. And is that is it TallahasseeBallet.com? I think I was looking at it.
TV, but I think it's local. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we love to see you dance. I know that I've seen a lot of pictures, and one of my favorite ballets was the Nutcracker growing up. I used to go and see it. I've been wanting to take my son there, and he's really not into sports. He's 9 years old, And he keeps saying, Mom, I want to go to the ballet. I want to go to the ballet. And I'm like, okay, okay. When it comes through, we'll go. Or when it comes through, we'll go. So now, can you share with us your journey through dance school?
Dance school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
La escuela. How was it going to the school for dance?
Okay, so yeah, it started, as I told you, you know, girls basically got me into taking dance class. And I realized that that's what I like to do. I mean, I felt good doing it. And then the next step came, like going for it for real, you know, and how people was going to take it in my family, you know, being a dancer in my hood. People is going to look at me like weird or like different. Oh, this dude is a dancer, you know. But, you know, I'm a person who, you know, growing up where I grew up, I'm pretty sure of who I am. I know what I am. I stand for. And everybody knew me, sort of. And before being a dancer, I was a karate kid. Like,
really?
Karate.
Nice.
Yeah, really.
Okay, nice.
And I happened to be really good at it. And everybody in my hood knew that because I was a national champion. So they knew I could, like, beat up some, you know.
Nice.
So anyway, I started taking dance. And I don't know what they say, Bahama Ba, but at least my own experience, nobody ever disrespected me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they were pretty cool about it. They were pretty amazed that somebody from where I come from would do something like that, like different.
Mm-hmm.
Like go out there and being a dancer, you know.
Right.
And that's how you got started. So I went to the provincial ballet school. I did the audition. They accepted me. So I did all the 3 years. Then I went to the next level, which was the national ballet school.
Okay.
That was
okay.
A little harder to get into. In fact, most people thought I was not make it there because my legs are not made for ballet. You know, I'm more of an athlete guy and have, like, big butt and not, like, super flexible feet. So everybody thought I was not going to make it there because that's exactly what they're looking for. People, like, super skinny and super flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't exactly have those things, but I did have all the things. Like, I was very artistic, like, my artistry. Yeah. So that's basically what got me through it. And yeah, it was an amazing experience the whole 8 years.
Let me ask you a question. What style of martial arts did you study?
Oh, I said karate.
Okay.
The style was, if I remember the name correctly, Joshimon Shonin-ryu.
Okay.
It's from Okinawa in Japan.
I studied Shorigoji-ryu from Okinawa. Over 20 years before my injuries, too. And I've actually had a lot of martial artists on my show. And another one, Alejandro Patino, he's an actor, but he started out in dance, too. And doesn't Jean-Claude Van Damme, isn't he a dancer, too? I believe that he dances, too. Ballet. Matter of fact... I'm finding that a lot of martial artists are really good dancers. That's why you're such a good dancer. You get up there and kick.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty similar if you look at it. All the movement and the, you know, martial arts and vice versa.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So that's why the kids didn't make fun of you. They knew that you'd... Ah, yeah. So, How long have you, now coming from, you started your dance school, or was it at 19 years old? That was, what one did you start at 19? Because you start, okay, that's when you joined the Contemporary Dance of Cuba Company. Okay. So how was your journey coming over here?
Oh, so when I joined the company... So they were starting like traveling a lot, like all over Europe and stuff. And I don't know if you know about the situation in Cuba. Like, you know, we have people, but economically we're not like like other countries, like we struggle a lot. Mm-hmm. We don't make money. We made like barely $10-$20 a month. And it's really hard to live with that back in Cuba, you know? And right. growing up, seeing my mom struggling to feed like four kids basically by herself, sometimes mm-hmm. she would just break down crying because she didn't have to leave us. And, you know, I'm there looking at that and thinking that it's nothing I can do about it. Because, right. I mean, I was working, I was in a really good company, but I was mm-hmm. not making enough money to help her. So I decided that the only way that I could help her was if I ever left the country.
Right.
Looking for opportunities where I could actually make some money and help her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I take the decision. And one day the opportunity came and we traveled to Mexico
mm-hmm.
for a show there. And I don't know if you, back then, I don't know if you know, there was a adjustment law for Cuban people here in the States
mm-hmm.
where we could like get papers really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy. So I was like, it's perfect. I just need to cross the border,
right.
make it into the States, and, you know, make a life for me over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I'm glad you did. Absolutely. So, now, for our guest, okay, you said that they could, do you have Twitter, social media? I know that you said that they could go to the TallahasseeBallet.com, but for anybody that wants to keep up or follow you on your social media accounts, where would they follow you?
Well, I do have Instagram. I mm-hmm. opened it up recently. I'm not a media fan. It's Jorge_theartist.
Okay. All right. Nice. Growing up, I know that you said that you got into it for the girls, but once you started getting to where you were like, hey, I like this, do you have a person that was inspirational to you that helped you stay focused on what you were doing to help you get through your trials and tribulations to get where you are now?
Oh, well, I did have my family who supported me from beginning,
mm-hmm.
especially my father, who was the one who took it the harder when I quit karate for dancing. Because he was proud of me because I was a national champion. He was like so proud. And then one day I just came and I was like, hey, I want to be a dancer. So I'm going to quit and I just want to do this and I want to take it seriously and I have to focus just on that. And he took it hard, but then he said, hey, if that's what you want to do, I'm going to be with you 100%. And he supported me, him, my mother. So yeah, those are Amen. Basically the people, family mainly that got me through all of it, you know, through all the pain and disappointment
right.
of this career, because it's hard, man. Dancing, especially when it's so much competition back mm-hmm. in Cuba. Everybody want to make it as a dancer because it's one of the ways that you can actually leave the country.
Right,
and
right.
Yes, a competition and, you know, a lot of disappointments, but a lot of, you know, happy and great moments too. And they were with me through it all.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to thank you for being a new guest and thank you so much for coming on a new podcast. I would love to see you just be able to dance everywhere and just go from place to place because you just, yeah, you've got that. You're doing it. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.